Ajia is a very good friend of mine. Indeed, in our days of agitation in the streets for constitutional restoration, she was there with us. Kumi Prekun, she was there with us. You know, so many events, she was there with us. So I like her, she's my friend. But I think her conduct is unacceptable. Okay? And it's not just this one case. So it's becoming like a pattern. It hurts me when I'm talking about somebody I consider a friend in this harsh manner. But it ought to be done. She must be relocated, uprooted from the party headquarters for starters. She must be uprooted from there. I'm sure she'll be angry with me, but that's what should be done. Okay? And then, of course, assault is assault. She's apologized. I'm not too sure apology purges you of the crime of assault. So that one, I leave to the law. To be honest with you, the collateral consequences for party and government because of the misconduct of people like Hajia is unacceptable. It's something you cannot underestimate. To be honest, she comes to me and our friends to coffee shop and things. I'm praying she doesn't come. I cannot be soft. Do you understand? I will have to be harsh and be harsh in a public space. So it's better she doesn't come. I saw her calls. I didn't pick. The last few days, after you've gone and committed such an assault, then you now want to call friends?
to beg on your behalf.
I didn't know what she wants, but I didn't pick. And it's very sad. Okay, the party leadership must look at their constitution. There are things you do that infringe the party, it brings the party's image into disrepute. They should exercise some of those powers. It's the same thing, like those so-called invisible guys and the Delta, the same thing. Apart from the law dealing with them, the party itself
should deal with them.
Must have some disciplinary proceedings against people like that. Otherwise, they will suffer the collateral consequences.